This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know how when you know something's going to be bad, you can kind of get yourself ready for it and maybe make it not be so bad? Yeah, that's not going to work on Friday morning when the April unemployment report lands. We know it's going to be bad, and it's going to feel real bad to see the actual unemployment rate in this country jump to 15 or maybe 20%, even though we know it's coming, right? Back before this whole thing started, we introduced you to 10 people we are using to form a sort of representative sample of the American labor force as a whole. It's a series we're calling The United States of Work. Anyway, today, two of those 10 people, that is to say 20%, are unemployed. One of them is Neil Cairns. Until about a month and a half ago, he was a bartender at the Game Night Lounge up in Portland, Oregon. Neil, it's good to talk to you again.
Yes, good to be back.
So the last time we had you on the program was literally the day that the governor of Oregon closed bars and restaurants to customers. What happened to you after that?
So since then, I've obviously been out of work, just kind of waiting for our bar to open back up, see if we're going to be able to weather that. And in the meantime, I've just been kind of taking care of stuff around the house, been doing a lot of yard work and trying to get by in the meantime.
Yeah, well, let me ask you about that getting by. Have you gotten your $1,200 relief check from the government yet?
I did. I actually got it pretty quickly.
All right, fair enough. Good. Now, things that might not be so painless. Unemployment. I'm going to assume you've applied. How's it going?
I have, yeah. I applied almost right away. And that's been pretty good. Here this last week was the first week I didn't get approved for it. I'm not really sure why that is. I tried to get a hold of them again, but just haven't been able to get through. Yeah, I'm sure they're swamped. So
did you not get a check this past week?
So yeah, the last week was the first week I did not get any check. So
okay, so how big a hole does that blow in your finances, which I imagine are fragile at best?
They're pretty frayed. It's going okay, actually. We did get the previous checks. We used that $1,200 to kind of bridge the gaps, and of course we do have several roommates, and several of them are still working, so that's it's helping. So, a week like this, even 2 weeks, probably not too big of a problem. If it goes beyond that, then we're probably going to start seeing some real issues.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head what the reopening status is for the state of Oregon, but let's say you don't open for a little while. Are you going to try to get some other kind of job? I mean, you got to make ends meet somehow, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to have to. If there isn't a pretty big change, something else doesn't come through, then, yeah, I'm going to have to find some job where I'd be considered essential and get back out there and be working again.
Yeah. How are you holding up, by the way? I mean, you're an outgoing guy. You got into bartending, I think you told me the first time we chatted, because you like being out and with people, and that's sort of the exact opposite of what life is like right now. So how you doing?
It's a little rough. I like being around people. I like to be active and working, just outside of a financial side, just the mental and emotional side of just being this isolated for so long is it definitely takes a toll.
For sure. All right, so I'm going to try this, and you may actually laugh out loud at me once you hear what the question is, but it was the foundational question of our series that we initially started profiling you in, and the foundational question is, you, meaning all, 10 of you people that we've been talking to, are the people who make this economy work, and is this economy working for you? And so the question is, as bad as it is, with the $1,200 and unemployment and the prospect of having to go out and get an essential worker job, is this economy working for you right now?
I would say not. I would say that for this economy to be working for people like me, that there are going to have to be some reevaluations of how we work the economy. What we have right now is definitely not working for me. If it continues like this, I'm going to have to put myself into a dangerous situation where I'm more likely to become infected and potentially die. So,
Neil Cairns used to be a bartender at a board game lounge, actually, called Game Night Lounge up in Portland, Oregon. Neil, thanks a lot. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?